This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
All right, halfway home on a Wednesday. Is that right? Wednesday. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Thanks for being here with us. Grateful to have you as our audience. And grateful for these fellas in here. Paul Reindel, executive producer, and Ben Higgins, friendly neighborhood sports anchor. I'm grateful for you guys because you're my friends, and everybody needs a friend. All right? That's where I want to start with this entire segment. Everybody,
see what you did there.
Everybody needs a friend. Everybody deserves to have somebody in their life that they can count on as a friend. I know it doesn't always work that way, though. And I came across a video on Twitter. It was from Historic Vids, which is an account I follow.
Seen that account.
Yeah, it's cool. It's cool. Good aggregator of videos that have come out over the years, and I was struck by one. And it's called The Rent a Friend. The VHS Friend for Lonely People came out in 1986, and there's a little follow-up here. I'm going to read you the description. In the late 1980s, a unique and somewhat quirky concept, emerged to combat loneliness. Rent a Friend, this VHS tape, was designed to provide companionship to those who felt isolated or lonely.
All pre-internet. Right,
good. Pre-internet. The idea was simple but novel. A video featuring a friendly, engaging person who would talk directly to the viewer, simulating a personal interaction. The star of the Rent a Friend was Sam, a warm and personable character who would engage in friendly conversations, ask questions, and offer supportive comments. The tape was structured to make the viewer feel like they were having a genuine conversation with Sam, who would talk about a variety of topics, from everyday life to hobbies and personal interests. So I watched the little clip that they sent out, which wasn't super long. And I, within 1 second, was like, all right, well, that's coming to the airwaves on Wednesday. Sent it to Paulie. Well, first I went on the deep dive that I always do. And I found out that Sam actually is played by Ben Hollis. But this is not a skit. This is not a Tim and Eric type situation. This is not a Saturday Night Live bit. This actually happened. It went out in 1986. People bought it. I don't know how many he sold. Six,
genuinely
seven.
Lonely people looking for companionship.
So you
bought this VHS tape.
So maybe you saw it in a Rolling Stone magazine. You sent in your money, and it showed up at your house. Now I did the deep dive. This thing is 43 minutes long. All right.
It wouldn't be much of a friend if he only came over for like 4 minutes and then it was done.
He'd actually be a perfect friend if he came over for 4 minutes and then left.
The best friend.
The best friend you've ever had. So I put it on. I made it about 2 minutes. And I said, that's it. I don't need to hear any more. That was all I needed. So, Paulie, if you would, and we can talk our way through this and comment. So it's Rent a Friend. Oh. Starts a little...
Oh. Hi, I'm Sam, and basically I'm here because I want to be your friend. How's that sound?
And if you're not watching us on YouTube right now where we are playing the video, if you're just listening, it's just a guy
in a chair,
a sweater, in a chair with
also,
a license plate
I was gonna say,
next to him.
His decor is a little odd. He's got a lamp on a table and then an Illinois license plate in front of the lamp.
And the only letters that we can see on the license plate are YICK.
YICK. Y-C-K. All right. So here we go.
Great. I'm in a really good mood, and I hope you're feeling good, too, because this is really neat. I mean, I've been looking forward to this moment for quite some time. I mean, I'm honest with you here. I I'm just so happy that you decided to put me on today, because it's just so exciting for me. You know, it's like, it's really here. It's happening. And here we are, and it's just going to be neat. Okay?
Okay.
So we're going to have some fun.
Oh.
And play around together. Oh. And,
it's weird.
Okay. Well, just follow my lead then, all right? Just follow me.
Oh, sure.
And just relax. I'm going to try to relax a little bit, too, here.
Okay.
You should know, I understand that this might be a little different for you.
It is.
Having me talking to you like this, I mean, it's odd, I guess. And you should know that it's strange for me, too, okay? This is not something I do every day. I mean, in fact, I've never done it before. So we're exploring together. The key is we're experiencing this thing together. And in fact, I think spontaneity is a real big part of friendship. So let's just wing it. And have a ball. What do you say?
Sounds great.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hot diggity dog. Oh. What's your name?
I'm Steve.
I'm Ben.
Paul.
Yeah. Yeah, I see that. I really...
Whoa.
That is you, isn't it?
Yeah, it's me.
Yeah. No, that's... It's a... Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not saying
at least I think so. You've heard that before, haven't you?
Yeah. I mean,
no,
kind of.
It's like.
What is it like?
It's just something about the quality of your face.
Oh,
that is,
you
that
can't
is
see me.
Things to me, and then your name is really fits in the picture.
Well, I appreciate that.
Hey, you look like.
Do you mind if I take a look around your place a little bit?
Yes, actually, I do. Very much.
Let's see something.
Well, he's getting real close to the camera now.
Can you see through this?
Oh, boy.
No. I'm not nude.
Nice place.
Thank you.
Wow. Hey.
Look at him.
Did you do that up there?
I did.
Is that yours?
Yeah, I did.
That. You ought to. I'd really like to know where you got that.
Kobe swapped me.
Oh. See, I don't know if we have them in this part of the country. I'll have to check that out. That's really neat.
Thank you.
Wow.
I think that's just a stain on the wall.
You've got great taste, if you don't mind me telling you. It's like, this is neat. A lot of things are happening. I've got your face. I've got a name. And now I'm seeing where you live. Oh. Magic, maybe? Huh? Yeah. I already knew I was going to like you just because you wanted to meet me.
Right.
I mean, that's plenty.
I paid $40
right
or whatever.
I thank you for that, but there's a kind of intangible working here, I think.
It's the creepiest, weirdest thing. And it makes me sad a little bit, but it also makes me think that if a person didn't have a friend and that's what came to your house, you'd go, I'm good. I don't think I need a friend if I'm just going to be talking to my television.
I'm amazed by this because they clearly didn't give him a script.
He's winging it.
He's winging this whole thing.
Yeah.
Like, okay, we're going to put you in front of this camera, and you're just going to talk whatever comes to your mind that you might say to a potential friend for the next 40 minutes and just go with it. Just roll with it this entire time.
Bro, we played like 3.5 minutes right there. There's still another 40 minutes left on
this
video.
There's 40 minutes.
Now, how long?
There's no other characters that show up at any point.
It's just him.
It's just him.
Now, whether you want to believe us or not, Ben had no idea this was even happening.
No.
You sent it to me yesterday and I watched him. How much? You said he made it like
three minutes.
Yeah. So you just basically that clip.
Scratch that surface.
Buddy, it gets so much worse.
How?
It gets... so much worse. This is 10 minutes in.
Oh, here's another thing I used to do. I used to make this noise. It's a noise that means I'm very excited and very very happy. And I'd like to do it for you right now.
What in the right F is that?
But I was a kid, remember? I was a kid when I was doing this. This is the kind of noise I made when my sister's dates would come to the house. They'd knock on the door. I'd run downstairs and be excited to greet them. I'd open the door, and they'd say, "Hi,
hey,
is Mary there?" And
Mary.
I'd go, no, 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 no. And I just run upstairs after, you know.
I love this.
Oh, and then the date thought that I was, you know,
yeah, insane.
Child.
Insane.
Well, as we all can tell, of course, I turned out pretty normal.
You did. Would you say that you turned out pretty normal?
I didn't.
Yo. Now, this is real, guys. I did a deep dive on this. And Adam in the chat said, Sam.
Yo.
Oh, yeah, that's a one seed for sure. Adam says, Sam Hollis was an Emmy award-winning TV guy in Chicago. Yeah, hence the Illinois license plate. That is a legit rent-a-friend. And you bought. So here's the thing. If you do it, I mean, if you do it and you can't go back to it again, like it's really just a one-time thing, right? You're not going to sit down and be like, I could really use a friend today. All right. And
pop back in
and it's me.
It's not Steve. Back to the Future. It's not like rewatchable here.
I'm so fascinated by it. It really.
Here's another thing I used to do. I used to make this noise. It's a noise that means I'm very excited and very, very happy.
Yeah.
And I'd like to do it for you right now.
Okay.
I mean, isn't that nuts?
That's the creepiest thing I've ever seen.
Imagine being on, like, mushrooms or something and watching this. There's just no way.
How much did he get paid?
I don't know. This? I mean, I think this is him. He directed it and he starred in it. Came out in December of 86. Adam said, I remember the video was on all the TV shows like Larry King and others. 1986 was an interesting time. At some point, I'm driving out to Joshua Tree tomorrow. I may just listen to the whole thing on the way.
Oh, yeah.
Just to drive myself insane.
And they'd say, hi, is Mary there? And I'd go,
no.
And I'd just run upstairs after her, you know.
Yeah, he's like, I turned out pretty normal. Did you? You're talking to a camera.
He's acting.
He's still alive. It says he has an active Facebook. Everyone's diving down the Sam Hollis rabbit hole right now. But I just thought.
I need him on the show. I don't know.
Stat. He is it's genius. It is so genius. And I just can't believe that it actually existed.
And people paid money. For that.
What did he sell? Like four of them?
I don't know. People said it was like on had national
yeah, Oprah Larry interviewed King him and stuff. Like, I mean.
Oh,
hot. I look at him and he says, hot. What's your name? Steve? Hot diggity dog. It's my favorite, man. I love it. It's this year's carving guy. I think he's better. And we haven't even gone through. I mean, I'd like to play the whole 43 minutes. I think people would lose their minds. We already had some piss pants in the chat about it, but I'm used to that. Incredible. If you can't appreciate that, I don't know what to tell you.
I want to be your friend. How's that sound?
It's so boring. It sounds terrible.
Actually,
very disturbing.
It sounds absolutely terrible.
Oh, man.
Isn't that great?
I didn't know I needed that, but
Ben
thank
Hollis.
You for that.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that. Yeah. All right, we're going to take a time out. We got Brett Boone joining us at the bottom of the hour. Some more thoughts.
Is that the cue to call to win some tickets?
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
Stop. Yes. Tabali okay. told me there was one.
All right, so
the next time you hear this clip,
can we hold I don't know that you can hold off that long. I mean,
don't call now.
Can Pauly keep his finger off the button long enough that the next time you hear that, you're going to call in to win Padres Yankees tickets?
Yeah, next time you hear that.
833-288-0973. That is your cue to call between now and the end of the program. Padres Yankees tickets for this weekend series at Petco Park. We'll be back after a check of traffic. You want to be my friend? On San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Star 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Express Employment Professionals. If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is your one connection for a summer job in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com. I was about to say something dumb about the San Diego Padres, so I might as well say it anyway. Where would the Padres be without Luis Arraez right now? He's hitting 359 since joining the team, had two more hits yesterday. And then I realized the answer to that question is they would have gotten shut out on three hits instead of five hits yesterday.
Right.
Without Luis Arraez, he didn't make a difference, even though he is one of the guys who is consistently producing for the Padres in the lineup. It still seems like when they don't hit, they still don't score, even with Luis Arraez. Why is it that these players, the difference makers, when Juan Soto arrived, and, you know, he was pretty much Juan Soto for the most part. Luis Arraez gets here. He's been Luis Arraez.
Yeah, maybe that narrative's dying.
It doesn't make the team better somehow. You get better players who perform, and yet the team doesn't seem to get better with the better players that they're adding to the team. Now, you could say, well, he can't pitch. Pitching hasn't been the problem. The Padres' bullpen has allowed one run in 17 and a third innings on this road trip. And other than Dylan Cease's rough start, which did not cost them a win against the Atlanta Braves, the starting pitching has been excellent as well. So it's not the pitching. It's not the new guy that's getting it done at the top of the lineup that has reached base in a major league high, 26 straight games now for Luis Arraez. Why doesn't this team perform better with better players who are performing better? And again, we talked a lot about the stars needing to be stars. That clearly is the case.
That's true.
Thank you.
But it also doesn't give us a lot of room to discuss. It's not a topic that lends itself to debate. Yes, Manny needs to be better. Yes, Fernando Tatis Jr. needs to be better. If they're not, what are you going to do about it?
Nothing. What do you do?
You can't trade him?
Nope.
I know people say, trade Manny. To who? For what?
Send him down.
Think that through. Take that to its next step. Okay. You know, make it known. However a GM makes it known that a player is available in trade with your back channels or your Discord for GMs or whatever they do. Yeah, Manny's on the block. Okay, I am now GM of another team. What are you thinking about that right now? Okay, well, we know what his contract is.
You always want to trade a guy when he's scuffling, too. That's always really good for the return with a massive contract. Always,
I mean,
yields.
He's still Manny Machado.
Right,
I'm not like laughing at Manny and saying he has no value at all. He's a phenomenal defensive player, and you can believe he will come back to maybe some of his career averages. But you're also going to go, I'm not going to offer the Padres anything great for Manny right now.
No, and it's absurd to even talk about, really. It's not going to happen.
This is my point, is that there's no conversation really to be had between AJ and other GMs.
No, and I'll tell you, I mean, as far as Mike Schilt goes and AJ Preller and everybody else in the organization, hey, can you go today? You can't? Great. You're in the lineup. I mean, that's how it goes. That's really it. Mean anything?
And that's how it's going to
that's
go.
That's how
for
it's
the next,
going to go for the next 10 years.
Yeah, at least 7 to 8 years. You know, if he continues to struggle and for 6 or 7 years, at some point you do have to make a move. But we're, again, still 6 or 7 years away from that. You really, really have to just plug him into the lineup until your kids are in high school.
Yep.
And then if it's not working, we can make a change. But your kids are 6 and 4. And you're not making a change until they're probably getting ready to go to at least junior high, if not high school.
That's crazy to think about.
This is the Padres' core while your children are growing up. This is them. They need to perform. I mean, you can swap out coaching staffs every year or so. You can't do it on a whim, just on a daily basis. Oh, Padres didn't score any runs. Time to fire the hitting coach again. You can swap them out every year if you want it until you find the right coaching staff to unlock, the talent of the talented players. But ultimately, it's just going to be on them to perform. And I know that they want to, but it's not happening right now.
Yep. Yeah, and I mean, really, it's kind of what it boils down to. And I think, I said it yesterday. You're in Cincinnati. Great place to get the sticks going, right? Great place. No. What do we get? How many hits?
Five
hits.
All singles.
When I point to you?
Five.
Yeah, five. I have no solutions. Zero. None. Hit better. That's it. My only solution is hit better. I mean, that is my only solution. I don't know what to say. Mix the lineup up. You've done that. You hit Mike Schilt really after starting the season pretty bullish on Xander Bogaerts in the leadoff. We've seen Xander bat as low as seventh. At times,
six at least.
Yeah. So I think
you've moved your better hitters. You're performing guys up.
Yeah.
Erickson up to three. Arise is at the top of the lineup. You've done what you can in terms of lineup construction. You don't have other guys who are like knocking at the door, going, "Hey, we've got to get this minor leaguer into the lineup." No one on your bench has certainly made the case for being an everyday player over anyone you're playing right now. So there's nothing you can do.
Got to get hot. That's it. I mean, that's really all you can do is just hope they get hot. But, both of them are going to continue to play good defense. That's something. If not, it's not worth $30 million to just play good defense. But, yeah, man, those guys got to perform up to their capabilities. And again, the left-handed thing is confounding. And it's not just those two. It's everybody in the lineup. Nobody's hitting, except for, like, Profar's hitting left-handers pretty well.
That's it.
And that's it. Yeah, but Ha-Sung Kim's not hitting lefties. And, that's something I expected them to absolutely eat on.
The left-handed thing is confounding. The home road thing is confounding. The record versus winning teams versus losing teams thing is confounding. The San Diego Padres, 2024, are confounding.
They are.
In many ways, like the 2023 Padres were confounding.
It's funny, looking
back at
it. Like
the 2021 Padres were confounding. And like, let's be honest, for a lot of the season, the 2022 Padres were kind of confounding.
You look at it, looking back at last season, and now you look at it and go, okay, well, it's not that confounding when you had a 7-8-9 made up of who last year? Trent Grisham, Austin Nola. We were a really top-heavy lineup. We're a friggin' more balanced lineup, at least on paper, with the guys that are our core just not performing. But the bottom of the order, last night notwithstanding, they were terrible. 1-for-19, I think you said. But, man, with Luis Arraez setting the table, you feel like you should score in the first inning every single time. The guy's on base at a 400 clip, and if he's not, then Tatis gets on. But they're just not performing, those guys.
And I can hear the screaming in my ear that they're not confounding. They're just not that good. Except sometimes they are really good.
Right.
They went to a National League Championship Series good. They go on some impressive runs in games. At least inside games where they look like they're world beaters.
The run has been what's been missing from this team. The run. The 12 out of 13. The 15 out of 16. That run has been what's been missing.
That was missing last year, too.
Missing this year so far.
It's consistency, maybe, is the issue.
They are literally the most consistent team in baseball. Just consistently at 500. I mean, they just are the most consistent team. Truly. I've never seen a team more consistent. you know, than them. They're consistent. They're
predictable. If not consistent, predictable.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Just got to get going. Those guys get going. I think everything is fine.
All right, we always enjoy our conversations with Brett Boone, Odyssey Insider. He is back with us again in our next segment. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back with more Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Don't forget Aaron Judge and the Yankees are coming to Petco Park this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Come on out, support the Padres when they return from their road trip. Tickets are still available for this weekend series against the Yankees at Padres.com/tickets. That, of course, means our next guest's brother is going to be back in San Diego this weekend. We got Brett Boone standing by, getting ready to chat with Booney right after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. And we are joined right now by Odyssey MLB Insider Brett Boone. Insider calls are presented by Grainger, with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Brett, also the host of the Brett Boone podcast, featuring the most notable names in MLB and around sports every week. You can follow him at TheBoone29. Brett, good morning. Are you gonna be in town to see Aaron this weekend when he comes to Petco Park?
I am. Actually, I will be in the house Saturday night. One game's enough for me, but yeah, it's always good to catch up a little bit. I'll bring Gramps along with me. My dad, you know, I call him Gramps now with all the kids running around. But yeah, I always look forward. We don't get to see each other that often. We get maybe a vacation in the off season, but Aaron's a busy man. So yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'll get to see him Saturday night.
A little baseball royalty out at Petco Park over the weekend. I love it. Talking to our pal Brett Boone here on Ben and Woods. And saw last night, I was watching the game. If you missed the game, David Bell, who's your buddy, you guys came up together. Some pretty serious baseball for the Seattle Mariners together. He had a little moment there after the first inning. Did you catch that?
I did. Okay. Give me some context on this.
Okay.
I got in late, but I saw the replay. And I'm thinking, first thing is, I know David. I know his personality. He's a maniac. He's a good man, but he's one of those guys. You cross him, he goes to another level. So I see him throwing a little bit of a tirade in the dugout, and I'm thinking, oh, he must have got tossed, arguing balls and strikes. Come to find out, it was because one of his guys got hit by a pitch.
Yeah. So they've been dealing with a lot of injuries.
Yeah,
he's
been banged up.
Joe Musgrove, who had just come off the injured list, was a little off on his command, and he hit Jake Fraley in the hand, and Fraley had to come out of the game, and just frustrated at losing another player. Plus, they didn't end up scoring any runs.
They
had bases loaded.
Bases loaded, one out.
So they didn't even cash in on losing the player, and it just looked like one of those. This, again, another player that he was kind of losing his mind.
Well, so it worked what Joe went out to do, to break his wrist and get him out of there. Piss off Bell, it worked. David is, he's a piece of work. And I only got to play with him 1 year in 2001. I love David Bell. He's about as passionate of a teammate I've ever had. Now, that, I think on the side, I'd say, David, we can't be throwing a temper tantrum when somebody. I don't think I've ever seen that before. I've seen a lot of temper tantrums from managers. You know, managers I played for,
yeah.
Managers I played against. Most of them very entertaining. I don't think I've ever seen somebody throw equipment in the manager position because something that happened on the field that was kind of out of his control. It wasn't a call an umpire made. It was just frustration. Very interesting. David, calm down.
Yeah.
Calm down.
You also said the same thing about your brother getting thrown out of so many games for the Yankees.
They're two peas in a pot. Two peas in a pot.
I got an interesting question here, at least in my opinion, Brett, so you take it for what it's worth. You know,
this
San Diego Padres team certainly is interesting, and I think, you know, we're trying to drill down and find out what the problem is. And when you look at it, it really is that the best players, the most highly paid players on the team are not performing up to their standards or our standards or the standards for which they are paid. I do wonder this. Is it hard to be a leader of a team when you're not performing, when you make a lot of money and you're not performing? Do people take you seriously if you walk into a clubhouse and say, hey, we got to get it together. Let's get our S together. And they're like, well, you first. I mean, is that, have you ever encountered that dynamic in your many years in the dugout?
Without a doubt, because, you know, my second tenure in Seattle started in 2001. We had a historic run. 3 years, I mean, we were really good, best years of my career. And it was kind of easy for me to come to the ballpark, you know, and I had kind of a shtick personality was, hey, guys, get on my back, let's go. And I'll tell you, as I started to get a little bit older and father time was catching up and I, you know, and I got to be 36 years old and it's, and I'm just not the player I was when I was 31. It is tough. It's tough to keep that act up. It's tough to, if you're not out there being a world beater, you know, playing like an MVP type or an all-star and expect everybody to follow you, it is a little more challenging. Now, I think your body of work speaks loud as far as like a Manny Machado, his body of work's going to say, well, what this guy's accomplished, I respect and you know, whatever he's done over the years has worked. But when you're not doing it day in and day out, it is tough. It's tough for a young player to go, well, wait a minute, he's not getting it done. I'm not getting it done, but I'm looking for somebody else. So yes, it's definitely a challenge. It can be done. I think still when you walk to the ballpark and you see the players, Bogarts, what he's done over his career, Manny Machado comes to mind, Tatis, still so young but so talented. These guys kind of are anointed leaders just because of your physical package and what you bring to the table and the expectations. And, of course, you mentioned early salary. Yes, that comes with some expectation. You sign on the dotted line, it's like, okay, this is great, and you're going to make more money than you ever dreamed of. But there's a price that comes with that. So, yes, to answer your question, in a long version, it is definitely more challenging when you're not getting it done yourself. But it still is there. I look at this Padre team. I mean, gosh, it's frustrating for me. It's a little bit frustrating with me because probably the three teams I stay closest to are the San Diego Padres because I live here. You know, I have a little history with them. Only played 1 year. Obviously, the Seattle Mariners I keep an eye on, and then Aaron's Yankees. Not because I like the Yankees, just because it's a family thing, and, you know, I'd like to see them have a chance at a ring one day. But it is frustrating to me watching the Padres. I watch the Mariners. It seems like they're kind of a similar organization or similar franchise where it's just, all right, we're 500 again, but we had these huge expectations. It's big. Here's what I think about the Padres. I look at Yu Darvish. What an unbelievable job he's done at I believe, 37. At the end of a great run and a great career. Dylan Cease has been a great addition. King's been very all or nothing, and I think that'll hammer out over time. But for me, it's Musgrove. It's Musgrove. I know he was back last night. He wasn't himself. I know he didn't give up any earned runs, only pitched three innings. Musgrove's got to be the horse that we expect in San Diego and the horse that he has been in recent memory for this team to be really good. I look at the offensive side, you know, you look at the positives and getting a rise over here. Yeah, he brings a flair. He brings an attitude to that lineup. I really liked that move. What Profar's doing is exceeding expectations of everybody and doing a great job. But the guys we're talking about, the Tatises, the Machados, they've got to kind of start playing. Bogarts especially. You got to start playing like the stars we expected you to. And I think over time, I'm not quitting on this team as of now, but I think over time they will be. Another positive thing, the bullpen's been a positive spot.
So no doubt.
I think that whole, with the exception of the Dodgers, who I think have separated themselves as one of the elite teams in all of baseball. I think there's five elite teams. The Dodgers are definitely one of those. I think the rest of the division with Arizona and the Giants, I had higher expectations for this entire division to this point. I think everybody's fallen below expectations. I think as the summer goes on, I think you're going to see better play out of the San Diego Padres. But Dave, you're getting to Memorial Day and you're getting to that point of what kind of team are we? You're kind of hanging around 500. Sooner than later, you're going to know, is this team going to make a run? I don't know. I look at this team. I've been expecting it for years. Last year, they made the deal. They got rid of Soto. He went to New York. I thought that was great for both organizations with the swap, getting King back, getting Peralta in the bullpen back. I thought it was a great deal for both. And I'm saying it's going to be different for the Padres this year. They're really going to start to shine this year. And they're just kind of in that quandrum of same old stuff a year later.
Talking to Brett Boone, Insider Calls brought to you by Grainger. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers professional-grade supplies and solutions made for every industry, backed by product experts. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. I'm glad you said that something seems a little off to you as well. I'm sure, Brett, in your career, you dealt with some dumb members of the media. Maybe even like 24-year-old Ben when he was covering the San Diego Padres back in the day. But I try to talk about this team as fairly as I can. And Mike Shildt can come back, and he comes on every Friday, and he can say accurately, we've won 5 of our last 6 series. We have a better record than 9 other teams in the National League. We'd be in the playoffs today if the season ended. And I know all of that is true, yet my gut still tells me that even though they lowered payroll by so much, that this is not a team that is playing up to their potential and up to their capabilities. How do I fairly... You're a ball player. I mean, what's a fair standard for the media to be expecting of a team? And, like, understand, I know it's a tough sport. I know guys go on slumps. I'm not dumb. I do understand that. I'm not trying to get them. But I also want to represent the fans and be fair and say, I know you guys have better in you, though, at the same time.
Without a doubt. And as a player, you sign the contract, and I mentioned it earlier when talking about leadership. You sign the contract, and in today's game, and the blessings are on top of blessings about the amount of money that we're able to make as professional athletes in 2024. But when you sign that contract, all the goodies you get and all the perks, there comes a downside to that. And when you're not living up to expectations, you need to be accountable. You need to have the press critique you, and you'll be able to take that critique. I think it's more than fair with this payroll, with the talent level on this team, to expect better than 25 and 26. They're a better team. That talent on that paper, I can look at it till I'm blue in the face and I say, that is way better than a 500 team. And you have been for years, and you haven't lived to the expectations. Not only have you set for yourself, not only payroll wise, but from your fans and from the media. So I think it's very fair. All I asked as a player, Ben, is when I was playing is, I'm going to be on the cover of the sports page when I'm rolling and I'm, you know, I've got a 10 game hitting streak and I've driven in 12 in the last 10. I'm going to be the cat's meow and the talk of the town. But I need to expect that when I'm not living up to my end of the bargain and I'm not carrying the mail for these guys and making a lot of money. I need to be able to be critiqued and take it professionally. All I ask of the media is, come to me, be honest with me, I'll be honest with you. At the end of the day, when I'm not playing good, it needs to be reported. I ask that you do it in a professional way and not in a cutting or sarcastic way, but I need to be critiqued. And most players in that clubhouse, they understand that. They understand that when I'm not getting it done, hey, look at my salary, look what I'm making, look what the expectations out there. We're just not living up to it. You got to kind of own up to it, go to the mic, rain or shine. It's easy to go to the microphone when you got 3 hits, And you just rattled off 4 out of 5. Go to the. I want to see that guy when you just lost 7 straight. Does he still answer the bell? And I think, as an athlete today, especially when you're one of the main guys on the team, you have to be accountable and you got to be able to take it. I just ask.
Day and night. Don't forget, Aaron Judge and the Yankees are coming to Petco Park this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Come on out, support the Padres when they return from their road trip. Tickets are still available for this weekend series against the Yankees at Padres.com/tickets. That, of course, means our next guest's brother is going to be back in San Diego this weekend. We got Brett Boone standing by, getting ready to chat with Booney right after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. And we are joined right now by Odyssey MLB Insider, Brett Boone. Insider calls are presented by Grainger, with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Brett, also the host of the Brett Boone podcast, featuring the most notable names in MLB and around sports every week. You can follow him at TheBoone29. Brett, good morning. Are you going to be in town to see Aaron this weekend when he comes to Petco Park?
I am. Actually, I will be in the house Saturday night. One game's enough for me, but yeah, it's always good to catch up a little bit. I'll bring Gramps along with me. My dad, you know, I call him Gramps now with all the kids running around. But yeah, I always look forward. We don't get to see each other that often. We get maybe a vacation in the off season, but Aaron's a busy man. So yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'll get to see him Saturday night.
A little baseball royalty out at Petco Park over the weekend. I love it. Talking to our pal Brett Boone here on Ben and Woods. And saw last night, I was watching the game. If you missed the game, David Bell, who's your buddy, you guys came up together. Some pretty pretty serious baseball for the Seattle Mariners together. He had a little moment there after the first inning. Did you catch that?
I did. Okay. Give me some context on this.
Okay.
I got in late, but I saw the replay, and I'm thinking, first thing is, I know David. I know his personality. He's a maniac. He's a good man, but he's one of those guys. You cross him, he goes to another level. So I see him throwing a little bit of a tirade in the dugout, and I'm thinking, oh, he must have got tossed, arguing balls and strikes. Come to find out, it was because one of his guys got hit by a pitch.
Yeah. So they've been dealing with a lot of injuries.
Yeah,
and
been banged up.
Joe Musgrove, who had just come off the injured list, was a little off on his command, and he hit Jake Fraley in the hand, and Fraley had to come out of the game, and just frustrated at losing another player. Plus, they didn't end up scoring any runs.
They
with bases loaded.
Bases loaded, one out.
So they didn't even cash in on losing the player, and it just looked like one of those. This, again, another player that he was kind of losing his mind.
Well, so it works what Joe went out to do, to break his wrist and get him out of there and piss off Bell. It worked. David is, he's a piece of work. And I only got to play with him 1 year in 2001. I love David Bell. He's about as passionate of a teammate I've ever had. Now, that, I think on the side, I'd say, David, we can't be throwing a temper tantrum when somebody, I don't think I've ever seen that before. I've seen a lot of temper tantrums from managers, you know, managers I played for,
yeah,
managers I played against, most of them very entertaining. I don't think I've ever seen somebody throw equipment in the manager position because something that happened on the field that was kind of out of his control. It wasn't a call an umpire made. It was just frustration. Very interesting. David, calm down.
Yeah.
Calm down.
He also said the same thing about your brother getting thrown out of so many games for the Yankees.
They're two peas in a pod. Two peas in a pod.
I got an interesting question here, at least in my opinion, Brett, so you take it for what it's worth. You know,
this
San Diego Padres team certainly is interesting, and I think, you know, we're trying to drill down and find out what the problem is. And when you look at it, it really is that the best players, the most highly paid players on the team are not performing up to their standards or our standards or the standards for which they are paid. I do wonder this. Is it hard to be a leader of a team when you're not performing, when you make a lot of money and you're not performing? Do people take you seriously if you walk into a clubhouse and say, hey, we got to get it together. Let's get our S together. And they're like, well, you first. I mean, is that, have you ever encountered that dynamic in your many years in the dugout?
Without a doubt, because, you know, my second tenure in Seattle started in 2001. We had a historic run. 3 years. I mean, we were really good. Best years of my career. And it was kind of easy for me to come to the ballpark, you know, and I had kind of a shtick personality was, hey, guys, get on my back. Let's go. And I'll tell you, as I started to get a little bit older and father time was catching up and I got to be 36 years old and it's, and I'm just not the player I was when I was 31. It is tough. It's tough to keep that act up. It's tough to, if you're not out there being a world beater, you know, playing like an MVP type or an all-star and expect everybody to follow you, it is a little more challenging. Now, I think your body of work speaks loud as far as like a Manny Machado. His
yep.
body of work is going to say, well, what this guy's accomplished, I respect and you know, whatever he's done over the years has worked. But when you're not doing it day in and day out, it is tough. It's tough for a young player to go, well, wait a minute, he's not getting it done. I'm not getting it done, but I'm looking for somebody else. So, yes, it's definitely a challenge. It can be done. I think still when you walk to the ballpark and you see the players, Bogarts, what he's done over his career, Manny Machado comes to mind, Tatis, still so young but so talented. These guys kind of are anointed leaders just because of your physical package and what you bring to the table and the expectations. And, of course, you mentioned early salary. Yes, that comes with some expectation. You sign on the dotted line, it's like, okay, this is great, and you're going to make more money than you ever dreamed of, but there's a price that comes with that. So, yes, to answer your question, in a long version, it is definitely more challenging when you're not getting it done yourself. But it still is there. I look at this Padre team. I mean, gosh. It's frustrating for me. It's a little bit frustrating with me because probably the
the three teams I stay closest to are the San Diego Padres because I live here. You know, I have a little history with them. Only played 1 year. Obviously, the Seattle Mariners I keep an eye on, and then Aaron's Yankees. Not because I like the Yankees, just because it's a family thing, and you know, I'd like to see them have a chance at a ring one day. But it is frustrating to me watching the Padres. I watch the Mariners. It seems like they're kind of a similar organization or similar franchise where it's just, all right, we're 500 again, but we had these huge expectations. It's big. Here's what I think about the Padres. I look at Yu Darvish. What an unbelievable job he's done at I believe, 37, at the end of a great run and a great career. Dylan Cease has been a great addition. King's been very – all or nothing, and I think that'll hammer out over time. But for me, it's Musgrove. It's Musgrove. I know he was back last night. He wasn't himself. I know he didn't give up any earned runs, only pitched three innings. Musgrove's got to be the horse that we expect in San Diego and the horse that he has been in recent memory for this team to be really good. I look at the offensive side. You know, you look at the positives and getting a rise over here. Yeah, he brings a flair. He brings an attitude to that lineup. I really like that move. What Profar's doing is exceeding expectations of everybody and doing a great job. But the guys we're talking about, the Tatises, the Machados, they've got to kind of start playing. Bogarts especially. You got to start playing like the stars we expected you to. And I think over time, I'm not quitting on this team as of now, but I think over time they will be. Another positive thing, the bullpen's been a positive spot.
So no doubt.
I think that whole, with the exception of the Dodgers, who I think have separated themselves as one of the elite teams in all of baseball. I think there's five elite teams. The Dodgers are definitely one of those. I think the rest of the division, with Arizona and the Giants, I had higher expectations for this entire division to this point. I think everybody's fallen below expectations. I think as the summer goes on, I think you're going to see better play out of the San Diego Padres. But, Dave, you're getting to Memorial Day, and you're getting to that point of what kind of team are we? You're kind of hanging around 500. Sooner than later, you're going to know, is this team going to make a run? I don't know. I look at this team. I've been expecting it for years. Last year they made the deal. They got rid of Soto. He went to New York. I thought that was great for both organizations with the swap, getting King back, getting Peralta in the bullpen back. I thought it was a great deal for both. And I'm saying it's going to be different for the Padres this year. They're really going to start to shine this year. And they're just kind of in that quandrum of same old stuff a year later.
Talking to Brett Boone, Insider Calls brought to you by Grainger. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers professional-grade supplies and solutions made for every industry, backed by product experts. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. I'm glad you said that something seems a little off to you as well. I'm sure, Brett, in your career, you dealt with some dumb members of the media, maybe even like 24-year-old Ben when he was
maybe
covering the San Diego Padres back in the day. But I try to talk about this team as fairly as I can. And they can, Mike Shildt can come back, and he comes on every Friday, and he can say accurately, we've won five of our last six series. We have a better record than nine other teams in the National League. We'd be in the playoffs today if the season ended. And I know all of that is true. Yet my gut still tells me that even though they lowered payroll by so much, that this is not a team that is playing up to their potential and up to their capabilities. How do I fairly, you're a ball player. I mean, what's a fair standard for the media to be expecting of a team? And like, understand, I know it's a tough sport. I know guys go on slumps. I'm not dumb. I do understand that. I'm not trying to get them, but I also want to represent the fans and be fair and say, I know you guys have better in you, though, at the same time.
Without a doubt. And as a player, you sign the contract, and I mentioned it earlier when talking about leadership. You sign the contract, and in today's game, and the blessings are on top of blessings about the amount of money that we're able to make as professional athletes in 2024. But when you sign that contract, all the goodies you get and all the perks, there comes a downside to that. And when you're not living up to expectations, you need to be accountable. You need to have the press critique you, and you be able to take that critique. I think it's more than fair with this payroll, with the talent level on this team, to expect better than 25 and 26. They're a better team. That talent on that paper, I can look at it till I'm blue in the face and I say, that is way better than a 500 team, and you have been for years, and you haven't lived to the expectations not only have you set for yourself, not only payroll-wise, but from your fans and from the media. So I think it's very fair. All I asked as a player, Ben, is when I was playing is I'm going to be on the cover of the sports page when I'm rolling, and I'm, you know, I've got a 10-game hitting streak, and I've driven in 12 in the last 10. I'm going to be the catch meow and the talk of the town. But I need to expect that when I'm not living up to my end of the bargain and I'm not carrying the mail for these guys and making a lot of money, I need to be able to be critiqued and take it professionally. All I ask of the media is come to me, be honest with me, I'll be honest with you. At the end of the day, when I'm not playing good, it needs to be reported. I ask that you do it in a professional way and not in a cutting or sarcastic way, but I need to be critiqued. And most players in that clubhouse, they understand that. They understand that when I'm not getting it done, hey, look at my salary. Look what I'm making. Look what the, you know, the expectations out there. We're just not living up to it. You got to kind of own up to it. Go to the mic, rain or shine. It's easy to go to the microphone when you got three hits and you just rattled off four out of five. Go to the, I want to see that guy when you just lost seven straight. Does he still answer the bell? And I think as an athlete today, especially when you're one of the main guys on the team, you have to be accountable and you got to be able to take it. I just ask the press, be fair and honest and professional. No problem. I think you should critique this team. I would critique this team. I do critique this team as an analyst. Is you got to be better than this. And I don't care if you like it or not. The talent level on this team is too good for you to continue to be mediocre. You go to Atlanta, you beat an unbelievable team. I talked about the five elite teams, I think, in all of baseball. Atlanta's one of them. You just beat them three out of four, and all of a sudden you go to Cincinnati. Now, Abbott's been pitching great for the Reds. But coming off 3-4 in Atlanta, I expect to keep this thing rolling, and it wasn't meant to be. They got shut out by the Reds last night, got another one tonight with them, and it's not getting any easier. You know, you got the Yankees coming to town. So this is a big series for them to win. They got to get over 500 and then start getting some distance. I don't think I think if the Dodgers, barring a complete catastrophe and five guys go on the injured list, the Dodgers are by far the class of this division. But this San Diego Padres team still coming up on Memorial Day, for me, is a playoff team. But they need to show that they're going to be better if they get to the playoffs, just if they're going to even be a factor in that postseason tournament.
You know, it's so funny, though, in the last one, Brett, I mean, you watch them play against the elite teams, and they played better. And that's the thing is, like, people are saying, well, man, hey, get into the – that's why you get in the playoffs and see what happens. They've proven they can beat – these better teams, the classes of the National League, no problem. No problem. Dodgers, no problem. Cubs, no problem. You know, the Braves, no problem. Here we go. The Reds, Rockies, the thorns in our side. So
right.
Certainly makes for
That's the thing, though. You know, the Rockies, you get swept by the Rockies. That's unacceptable.
Right.
Like, give a Knight an Abbott last night. He's got a mid-2 ERA. He's pitching great. Great pitching stops, great hitting. But you can't have that Rockies debacle, then beat the Braves, and now you're in this position. They need to play better.
Brett, agreed. Really appreciate it. Great stuff, as always. And I feel I'm not crazy. Fans aren't crazy. Brett Boone, who knows baseball, says this team should be better than 500.
No doubt.
We're not imagining that. Appreciate it, Brett. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Booney.
Thanks, guys.
That is Odyssey. MLB Insider Brett Boone. Insider calls presented by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger is the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. I forgot to ask him again who he had on this week. On the Brett Boone podcast, we'll look into that. Make sure you check it out on the Odyssey app and get all of his conversation. I feel like it was a non-baseball player, someone from outside the normal circle, if I remember just in the back of my head, seeing something this week.
Phillies GM and
not outside the circle.
Color commentator Ruben Amaro.
Okay, right. That was an inside the circle guest.
Yes.
But either way... Always good stuff with Brett Boone, and he will be at the game on Saturday. So if you see him, say hello.
Last week he had Drew Bledsoe on following the roast of Tom Brady.
That's who it was, Drew Bledsoe, that I saw on the Brett Boone podcast. Knew there was something in my mind about Brett Boone and a guest that was not baseball related.
He gets some good ones. Knocks out of the park, yeah.
He does, and he's done a really nice job on these weekly appearances so far this season. Really. Have enjoyed getting Brett's perspective, and I didn't ask him who he's going to be cheering for on Saturday because I think I know the answer, and I think it's probably his brother.
Probably his brother.
Yeah, brother.
1 year here. This is hometown, though.
This is hometown. Follows the team.
Is there something where you want your brother to lose, though? You know,
maybe.
If you're my kids,
no,
if you're my kids, so. That's absolutely what happens.
Blood thicker than water,
allegedly.
Something like that. All right, we'll come back. Paulie's got a Rindle report. Final hour of Ben and Woods coming up next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.